Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Method acting is a fairly divisive subject in theatrical circles. For some, it's a necessary part of, air quotes, proper acting. But for others, it's a load of old tosh which just makes the act of portraying a character intentionally difficult for the sake of being intentionally difficult. Wherever you stand, it's hard not to admire the actors who go to extreme lengths for their craft, even if it means that they can quite literally almost die while playing pretend. With this in mind, I'm Jules for WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 actors who almost died because of their intense method acting. Number 10. Tom Hanks, Castaway. Castaway saw Tom Hanks stranded on a desert island, whereupon he spent the majority of the film talking to a volleyball and generally having a terrible time. To prepare for his role as FedEx man Chuck Noland, he went full on method. He gained 50 pounds in order to look middle age, and then, after much of the film was shot, he lost all of that weight and grew a massive beard, so as to look like somebody who'd been stranded on a desert island for years. But it wasn't all that weight loss stuff that almost killed the actor. During the filming in Fiji, he failed to treat a leg wound, which later developed into a staph infection, all because he was committed to living like a madman. When Hanks finally got round to seeing a doctor, he was told that he was mere hours away from blood poisoning, and potentially death. Number 9. John Hurt, The Elephant Man. The Elephant Man features wonderful British actor John Hurt as real-life freak show John Merrick, whose grotesque appearance gave him a lifetime of pain and suffering, something that Hurt also experienced during the role. During the filming of The Elephant Man, Hurt's makeup was so extensive and so heavy that he risked suffocating to death if he laid down flat whilst wearing it. According to a few sources, Hurt nearly died a couple of times during the filming of this movie, when he forgot that he had to remain upright if he wanted to remain alive. Ironic, given that the real John Merrick reportedly died in exactly this manner. The experience then led Hurt to tell his wife, "I think they finally managed to make me hate acting." Number 8. Robert De Niro, Raging Bull. Raging Bull is often regarded as one of the best movies ever made, but it wasn't an easy role for Robert De Niro. In order to play real-life boxer Jake LaMotta in his later days, production was halted and De Niro was sent on a 4-month vacation to France and Italy and asked to eat his way around. De Niro did not disappoint, gaining 60 pounds for the role. The sudden weight increase played havoc with his health, and he began to struggle with his breathing, posture, and his speech. Production was even shut down for a while because director Martin Scorsese began to worry that his leading man was en route to having a heart attack. Number 7. Gerard Butler, Chasing Mavericks. In preparation for his role as a surfer in the now-forgotten flick Chasing Mavericks, Gerard Butler was taught how to surf by professional big-wave master Grant Washburn. Though it's kind of admirable that Butler looked to go all method and learn to surf for real in order to truly embrace his role, Washburn apparently didn't do a very good job. The result saw Butler almost drown during filming. According to one eyewitness, Butler was held down for 2 solid waves and took 4 or 5 more waves on the head. When they brought Butler in, he had that 100-yard stare that surfers get after a 2-wave hold or a near-death experience. Number 6. Hilary Swank, Million Dollar Baby. You can't really star in the leading role in a movie like Million Dollar Baby unless you get into the role properly, which for Hilary Swank meant going full method. So, acting like a boxer became actually being a boxer. And that, as you probably guessed by the title of this list, led poor Miss Swank on a path towards death. As a result of having to pivot excessively while training for the movie's now famous boxing scenes, she also picked up a staph infection, which, if left untreated, is usually fatal. What's more, Swank didn't bother to tell director Clint Eastwood about her injury, as she didn't want to slow down production, which, while kind of thoughtful, would have caused longer delays if she'd, you know, died. Number 5. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Premium Rush. hundreds of bike messengers end up getting injured every single day. It's all part and parcel of taking on a profession that requires you to weave in and out of traffic, disobeying every law known to man. It makes sense then that Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who played a bike messenger in Premium Rush, ended up injuring himself whilst filming one of the movie's crazy chase sequences. The clearly unhinged actor insisted on doing all of his own stunts for the movie, which is methody in its own right, but ended up flying from his bike into the back of a taxi, smashing the back window and slicing his arm open in the process. He required 31 stitches to heal the wound, but had he been going any faster or had the impact occurred with any more force, he could have very easily ended up splattered on the sidewalk. Number 4. Antonia Campbell Hughes, 3,096 days. The real-life Natasha Kampusch spent 8 years in captivity, confined to a dungeon at the mercy of a notorious madman. So when Antonia Campbell Hughes was cast in the role of Kampusch for the 2013 movie adaptation, she set out to suffer in equal measure. To that end, she dropped a hell of a lot of weight, to the point where she was barely recognizable and health experts began fearing for her life. That's not all, though. Due to the dungeon setting where most of the story takes place, Campbell Hughes also tore her Achilles tendon, broke a toe, and fractured a rib as filming progressed. Certainly, this was no mere going-through-the-motions performance. Number 3. Sylvester Stallone, Rocky IV. Sylvester Stallone isn't the sort of actor who gets by using stunt doubles, so when it came to the climactic fight scene at the end of Rocky IV, he asked fellow actor Dolph Lundgren to actually try to knock him out. You know, so it looked super real. What happened next couldn't have been totally unexpected. Lundgren hit Stallone with such force that his pericardial sac swelled up and began pushing against his heart, which, you know, is never a good thing. The Italian Stallion was rushed to hospital as a result, fearing death, where he was placed in intensive care for 9 days. The impact made by such a punch was later compared to the injury expected from the likes of a horrific car accident. So yes, Lundgren's fist pretty much acted with the force of a car crash. No wonder he has the line.
I must break you.
Number 2. Vincent D'Onofrio, Full Metal Jacket. Before he was Kingpin, the delightfully gifted Vincent D'Onofrio played Private Gomer Pyle in Full Metal Jacket, the tragic, overweight character from Stanley Kubrick's infamous Vietnam War movie, who finds himself constantly at odds with a hellish drill instructor and culminates in a rifle barrel for supper. In order to prepare, D'Onofrio gained an insane 70 pounds and still holds the record for the most weight gained by an actor for a role. This, of course, came with its own set of complications. During the filming, one of the many assault course sequences in the movie, the actor, presumably inexperienced at his new bumbling weight, injured his knee to such an extent that excessive reconstructive surgery was required. Had he not acted in time, the injury could have very well ended up killing him. And number 1, Buddy Ebsen, The Wizard of Oz. Undoubtedly one of the most tragic stories to befall a Hollywood actor, Buddy Ebsen found himself cast as the Tin Man in the unmistakable musical masterpiece, The Wizard of Oz. Unfortunately, a bizarre turn of events rendered him unable to assume the role, events that almost led to his untimely death. It was required of Ebsen to go fully method, in the sense that he had to cover himself in silver paint. Certainly not the most comfortable way to earn a paycheck, but one that presumably allowed him to feel more like the character. All was going fine, but then 9 days into filming, disaster struck. Ebsen suddenly experienced an allergic reaction to the aluminium dust that comprised much of the costume. He was rushed to hospital and nearly died then, and remained there for 2 weeks, after which he went home and was required to recuperate for the sum of an entire month. As a result, he was replaced in the movie by Jack Haley, thus losing out on playing one of the most iconic characters in cinematic history, all because of a freak wardrobe malfunction.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.